Greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is day 7 in this 7-day series about God is able. God is able. This week for the Daily Inspirations, we've been looking at this, at 7 things that the New Testament says that God is able to do. There are many, many different things that the New Testament says that God's able. I've just chosen 7 to look at. On the 26th, the first day that we started this series, we saw that God was able to raise up children of Abraham from ordinary river stones. And then day 27, I tried to make it very clear about salvation or about being born again and how a person is saved, because God is able to save those to the uttermost. On the 28th, we saw how God is able to keep his promises. And on the first day of the month, we saw how God is able to answer prayers. And on the second, how God is able to keep our souls and also our work that we do for him. And on the third was how God is able to help us when we are tempted. And for today's text, and for today's God is able as an inspiration to you, we're going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. It says, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." So God is able to make all grace abound to you. That is such a promise. We need the grace of God in our life. I need the grace of God in my life. God is able to make all grace abound toward you. We need grace to be saved. We need grace to live this life. We need grace from God to do his will. We need God's grace, and it says that God is able to make all grace abound to you, toward you. And then it goes on and says that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. So that's quite the promise there, that we would have, that we always would have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And those are hyperboles there, where it is one after the other. And it, this is the grace of God that he would make available to us, would abound to us, because he's able, that we would have all sufficiency in all things and may abound to every good work. Well, if you read the context here, we're not going to read that for sake of time, but you read the context here, it's in the area of giving. It's in the context of giving. Verse 7, right before, it says, "God loveth a cheerful giver. Don't give grudgingly, but God loves a cheerful giver." So that's our context here. And I don't believe it's just talking about money, that we would be givers in helping people and giving of our time, and just looking for ways how we can be a blessing to other people. I think that's in light of this whole, in light of the New Testament, this is what God wants for us, is to be people that are not focused on ourselves, but on others, that we would be living our lives for others. But he says here that God is able to make all grace abound toward us. And so I just encourage you in that for inspiration here today. So in conclusion, this is our last day in this series, but in conclusion of these 7 days, the messages are really about faith, that the just shall live by faith. God wants us to live by faith, and that we would have faith believing that God is able to do the things that he says he will do. In Hebrews it says that, "But without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So it's That's what pleases God, is our faith. And when we have faith in him, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had faith that God would deliver them from the fire or from the king's hand, and that they weren't going to bow down to the idols. It was their faith that was strong. They were strong in faith. Abraham was strong in faith when he believed the promises of God. And the Apostle Paul was strong in faith when he said God is able to keep him. And so all of these lessons here this week have really been about faith. And I don't want these messages just to sound good. I want us to take something with us. God is able. He's able to do these things. We serve a mighty God. We serve a loving God. We serve a God that is able to do above and beyond all that we could even ask or think. God is able to raise up children of Abraham from ordinary river rocks. He's able to save completely, save to the uttermost. He's able, God is able to keep his promises. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. He answers prayer. God is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. He's able to help us in all grace. He's able to help us in all of our temptations. And he's able to make all grace abound unto us. So God bless you. Thank you for listening in this week. I do hope that you would go back and listen to the first two, the 26th and the 27th, if you haven't listened to those. And here's my last God is able for us. It's found in Acts chapter 20. It says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." So this was Paul's prayer there in the book of Acts. And I'll just read it again. "And now, brethren, I commend you to God." If you're a born-again Christian, you're my brethren. You're my brother or my sister. And this is my prayer for you. "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." So God bless you. God is able. Thank you for calling in. And I just pray that you would strive to enter in and strive to serve the Lord with all your heart. Live your life for Jesus Christ. God bless you.